Yeah, those seem to be a pretty cool option, and they were making some really neatly designed bikes.
Well, the problem with Harley is, you know, Harley's been through so many ownership changes. AMF had them for a while and really screwed them up, you know, went back to making bowling lanes and pin setters and bowling balls. But they've been through so many ownership changes and management changes, and in the early 2000s, they kind of lost their way. You know, they came out with that with an electric not long ago. I think it was called the Lightning. I'm not sure. And then they also came out with, and I can see it. I actually liked it. It was their first liquid cooled bike. I can't remember the model number, but like I said, I can see it. They did not sell, and they were very, from an engineering standpoint, they were a very nice bike. They were very sophisticated for Harley, but they didn't sell, and they were giving them away. You could buy a crate bike 2 or 3 years old, you know, and those things were, you know, they were anywhere from about 19 to 25 new. And I swear to God, if you didn't mind something that was 4 or 5 model years old, you could buy a new one in a crate for $8,000. But, yeah, I'm not, you know, to buy an anniversary edition or a limited edition electric glide or street glide, you know, your first number's at least a 3. And I'm like, yeah, no.